14 on the season. It'll be Foreman in the middle for Mountain Home. Cartwright in the middle for Greenwood as we get this one underway. And the opening tip won by Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it. They'll operate right to left in this first half of action. Blue uniforms, gold numerals, and the white trim. Greenwood in a trapping defense right now. Here's Husky out top, and ball's going to be taken away from her, stolen away. Layup at the other end is good by Saki, one of the two freshmen that starts. Greenwood, the white uniforms with the navy blue numerals this afternoon. Half-court trap by Greenwood. Clay Reeves has won the title of Greenwood. He won a couple of Greenland when he was there. Outstanding coach. And here's a foul against Greenwood. This is on Harley Terry. That's her first team foul against Greenwood. It's going to send Mally Tabor to the free throw line to shoot a couple. He feels like this bunch he's got a chance to win it all maybe several times over the next several years, including this year. First free throw missed by Tabor. Greenwood 20-9. Among their losses, Bentonville, Fort Smith, Northside, Morrilton, Little Rock Central. Man, they've played the schedule. They did lose to Russellville. They did lose to Harrison, a couple of the teams that Mountain Home has beaten this year. They beat Bentonville, Morrilton. They beat Tulsa, Washington, a team that's 18-4. They beat Farmington, a very good 5A ball club. Greenwood with it along the baseline. Turnaround jumper won't go. Along the baseline by Price. And it's Husky with the rebound for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers down 2-1 here in the early going. Pfeiffer left side. The three is off the back of the rim. Tabor has the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Keeps it alive. And we got a whistle and a foul against Greenwood. It's on Fisher. That's her first team foul, number two, against the Lady Bulldogs. Mountain Home to inbound under their basket. They'll get it into Foreman. She'll bring the dribble back out top. Husky open for a long-range three. It's off the mark. The rebound tipped, and it's Greenwood with the rebound. Saki has it for the Lady Bulldogs. 2-1 our score now. It's Greenwood leading with 6:32 left in this opening period. Saki tries to penetrate, kicks it back out to Fisher. The three won't go. Rebound in the paint. Mountain Home and a foul against Greenwood. That's going to be three fouls already against the Lady Bulldogs. Tabor had the rebound inside. Foul on Terry. That's her second team foul, number three. This Greenwood ball club is deep. They'll go about 10 deep. Coach Leonard worried about the fast pace they like to play. And talked to him before the game and knows they got to take care of the basketball. And they're going to have trouble against this half-court trap of Greenwood. Here's Pfeiffer left side, open for three. It's an air ball, and it sails out of bounds, and it's going to be Greenwood basketball. 5:59 left in the opening quarter, just getting things started here at West Memphis. The winner moves on to play tomorrow night at 7 against the winner of the late game tonight between West Memphis and Lake Hamilton. Other semifinal tomorrow is Marion and Jonesboro. Three missed out top. Riley Walker, the rebound for Mountain Home. She'll work it up ahead. To Pfeiffer, right side three, won't go. She's 0 of 3 from beyond the arc. And Cartwright has the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs at the other end. Layup is going to be missed underneath by Price. Gets her own rebound, and she's fouled as Greenwood beats Mountain Home down the floor. Fouls on Mally Tabor. That's her first. First foul against Mountain Home. So Greenwood has it under their baskets. Price in the corner right side. Brings the dribble back out top. She'll reset the offense. Fisher, one of the two freshmen that start, has it out top. Cartwright down the lane, leans in. The shot no. Foreman the rebound. We've got a foul away from the basketball. And they're going to get Mally Tabor underneath as she got tangled up with Terry. And she's going to be called for the foul. That's going to count as a turnover as Mountain Home had the ball. Lady Bombers go to the bench, and it's going to be Emma Martin, the 5'7 sophomore, that will check in as Tabor picks up her second foul. A three on the right side won't go, and the Lady Bulldogs struggling from the field, as is Mountain Home. The backside rebound by Foreman, her second board of the afternoon. Out top, this is Husky from Mountain Home with 4:50 left in the opening quarter. Walker right side, top of the key. Picks up the dribble, gets in trouble, gets it to Martin. Martin dribbling through a double team. Takes it back to the right side. Looks for Pfeiffer underneath, finds her baseline right, 10-footer, won't go. Rebound off Foreman. Oh, they're going to give it to Greenwood. And boy, the Lady Bombers got a break right there. Fisher was on the back side of the play, and he thought it went off of Greenwood. The Mountain Home catches a break. Walker inbounds it. They'll get it to Martin, baseline right. The shot, no, and the rebound to Greenwood. That's going to be Price, and the Lady Bombers still without a field goal, and Greenwood's only field goal came on a layup. And we're almost halfway through the first quarter. Both teams really struggling from the field. Out top, Fisher a three. It will not go. Rebound underneath by Terry. Ball knocked away, and a foul against Mountain Home. I think they're going to get Husky underneath. They do. Peyton picks up her first. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Greenwood goes to the bench. Stormy Bags, a freshman, checks in. Haven Clements, a freshman, checks in. And Shea Goodwin, a freshman, will check in for the Lady Bulldogs. Five freshmen play a lot of minutes for this Greenwood ball club. They are 20-9. Left side, top of the key, Fisher penetrates, brings it back left side to Goodwin. Under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. Greenwood leads it 2-1. Shot fake out top by Fisher. Penetrates. The shot won't go. Rebound is going to be knocked loose. Great hustle by Riley Walker to come up with the basketball. And then she's going to be tied up in the backcourt as she was on the floor. And the arrow points towards Greenwood. So the Lady Bulldogs will have it on the offensive end. 3:38 left opening period. 2-1. Greenwood leads it. Baseline right, Bags has it. Out top, it's Fisher to the baseline. Back to Bags, ball knocked loose. Martin dives after it, gets it. She's fouled by Bags. A turnover by Greenwood, and Bags picks up the foul. Her first, the team's fourth. And Mountain Home gets it back. 3:23 left, opening period. This half-court trap by Greenwood has caused Mountain Home some problems. Driving through it this time is Walker into the corner. Pfeiffer, cross-court pass to Husky. She fires the three and gets it. Mountain Home goes 4-51 without a field goal, but Husky hits a three, and the Lady Bombers have the lead, 4-2. Out top, Clements. Right side, top of the key, Saki a three to answer. It's good. She has 5 points, and the Lady Bulldogs go back on top, 5-4. Martin double-teamed out top. Underneath, it goes to Foreman in the paint. Kicks it out. Pfeiffer, her three. Good. Pfeiffer, the three, and Mountain Home back on top, 7-5. 2:29 left in the opening period. Well, once that lid came off the basket, Mountain Home's hit back-to-back threes. Saki out top for the Lady Bulldogs. Left side, this is Goodwin into the paint. Shot no, rebound out of bounds off Greenwood. Mountain Home basketball. Greenwood goes to the bench. Jalen Glass, a sophomore, will check in now for the Lady Bulldogs. 7-5, it's Mountain Home leading Greenwood with 2:08 left opening period. Walker up ahead. Husky, her pass deflected, stolen away. Into the front court, Price, Saki rather, down the paint. She'll score. Saki has all 7 of Greenwood's points, and we are tied at 7 with 1:52 left in the opening period. Husky, ball knocked loose out top and turns it over. 5 turnovers by Mountain Home. At the other end, a layup is missed. A late whistle and a foul against Riley Walker. It's the right call. I hate the way it was called, and it drives folks crazy. They wait to see if the basket's made. If it is, they don't call it. If not, they blow the foul. It's either a foul or it's not. He waited a long time. It was a foul. There's no doubt about that. Riley picks up her first, the team's fourth. The first free throw by Jalen Glass is no good. She has one more. End of the ball game for Mount Sonoma is Madeline Collins, the 5'10 senior. Husky comes out. Second free throw missed. Rebound Mount Sonoma. That's Foreman with her third. So we remain tied 7-7 with 1:32 left in this opening quarter. Martin out top through a double team and a foul against the Liddy Bulldogs. They're going to get Saki. That's her first, the team's fifth. Calling this pretty tight, and that would seem to benefit Mountain Home. Walker out top for Mountain Home. 1:19 left in the first, and a foul against Greenwood. They're pretty zealous, overzealous with that defense right now. That's Clements picking up the foul, her first. 16 fouls, 1:19 left in the first quarter, and the Lady Bombers in the bonus now the rest of the first half. Martin works it ahead, left side, top of the key, to the free throw line, back to Walker. Walker double-teamed, finds Martin, left side. Her pass is knocked away, it's out of bounds, stays with Mountain Home. It goes off of Clements. End of the ball game now for Greenwood is Angela Price. She comes back in and Saki will get a break. Saki, all seven of Greenwood's points. 1:04 left in this opening quarter. We're knotted up at seven. Here's Martin out top for Mountain Home. Walker between the circles to the top of the key. Left side, Pfeiffer for the Lady Bombers. Cross court, it goes to Martin. Boy, this is probably the toughest defense we've seen Mountain Home face all year. We saw Marion trap some. Here's a foul out top. And boy, the Greenwood fans don't like it. It looked like Walker may have fallen down on her own, but they're going to give the foul to Glass instead. That's her first. And already 17 fouls. And Mountain Home's going to go to the free throw line with 41 seconds left in this first quarter. Back to the defense I was talking about. We saw Marion trap a little bit. Nothing as aggressive as what Greenwood's doing. First free throw is missed. Rebound is controlled underneath by Price for the Lady Bulldogs. Greenwood into the front court. Right side, Glass has it. Top of the key, this is Clements. Penetrates. Ball knocked away by Martin. Comes up with a steal. Emma runs the floor. She's fouled as she gets into the front court. They're going to get Clements. That's her second. Eighth team foul against Greenwood. They're all pretty evenly dispersed. They play 10 players, so foul trouble, really nothing to worry about at this point for Greenwood. At the free throw line is Emma Martin with a 1-1. First one is good. Lady Bombers lead it 8-7. Greenwood goes to the bench. Susanna Stein, a junior, will check in. One more here for Martin with 25 seconds left in the period, and the free throw is good. So it's a 9-7 Mountain Home lead. Around the top of the key, Price. Out top is Stein, now Glass with it. Into the paint, Cartwright. Glass out top, a three for the lead. Air ball. Out of bounds. Mountain Home basketball. Husky back in, and it's going to be Collins going out for the last 10.5 seconds of this opening quarter. Mountain Home will try to add to their two-point lead here before the quarter comes to an end. Greenwood continues with this 1-3-1 half-court trap. Pfeiffer up ahead now for the Lady Bombers. Trapped in midcourt, four on the clock. Walker into the front court. One on the clock. They're not even going to get a shot off. But at the end of one, Mountain Home has the lead, 9-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.